Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining me today. This is Zenobia Bailey with Living Well. At the top of the show, I just want to try to bridge a little bit between this summit that I am a part of and our discussion today surrounding women's health, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. I think the biggest thing that grabbed me about the summit was its title, being You Deserve Only the Best. And I have just had the most wonderful time listening to women from all around the world as they tried their best, there's that word best, and I believe so far we have two more guests that will be heard tomorrow, but so far each and every one has conveyed to their audiences, at least they've grabbed my heart, to try and transform and transmit what they've learned about what's best for them and hand that off to us, for us to adopt and adapt whatever nuggets that they have that might feed us. And I just think that that's been one of the biggest delights for me is that we as women, and we know this, but we as women just have little problems or bumps in the road when we come together, because we come together, it's an unnamed sometimes, unclaimed at other times, community. It's a given. And we try and reach out and help. I think that's just the nurturing, our nurturing nature, actually. Anyway, I don't want to ramble too much, but that's the whole thing about you and I deserving the best that there is for us. And I'm so appreciative of that. And I want to read this poem. I'm not exactly sure who it's by. I think maybe Maya Angelou had something to do with it, some contribution, as well as Audrey Hepburn. Actually, a couple of men is my understanding, but it's not that long. It's entitled The Beauty of a Woman. The beauty of a woman is seen from in her eyes, because that's the doorway to her heart, the place where love resides. The beauty of a woman isn't in a facial mole, but true beauty in a woman is reflected by her soul. It's the caring that she cares to give, the passion that she shows, and the beauty of a woman with passing years only grows. Isn't that lovely? And it's not like we don't know what the stages of a woman's life is, but I just want to capsulize it for us here. In our 20s to our 30s, it's basically a time where we're coming into our own, getting to know ourselves a little better. For many of us, it's a time when we're having to balance career and family. Then there's the stage of the 30s to the late 40s. And things are changing. Things are changing all around us, including hormonal changes. I remember being in my mid-30s and I began, I wasn't sure what it was at the time, but I came to understand that it had a name. I began before getting into the full menopausal cycle. And then the next stage would be our 40s to our 50s, where we're learning to take the time to live a little better and live well. And then after that is our senior age stage, which I am fully in swing. And this is the time for me, and for many, I'm sure, where you can look back and you can see that a lot of years have gone by, and it just doesn't make any sense how we got here. It's like, woof, but I'm determined to make this last quarter or so of my life even better than the three quarters that have gone before this time. And so I'm doing everything I can to live the best. And I'm wanting to be very much an inclusive, have an inclusiveness about me where I don't miss any opportunity to speak into the lives of other women, whether they be in my age bracket or younger. But no matter where we find ourselves, we need to always remember, and we learned this, I even remember learning it in a little bit in grade school, more in what we call then junior high, and then, of course, right on through college, the whole idea of practicing healthy lifestyles. And you don't necessarily grab a hold of it at the time, at any particular time, when we're being educated, until you get a little older. At least that has been my experience. And by a little older for me, it was when I really started paying attention, it was in my middle to late 20s. But some of the things that we are admonished and encouraged to do, to eat healthy, to be and remain active, to manage our stress. And although I didn't learn it in my earlier years, I started being introduced to the whole concept of nutritional supplementation when I met with a very significant anemic problem in my life. And that started in my teenage years, when my physicians began me with over-the-counter iron supplements, beefing up my iron-clad foods, even going to prescriptive iron supplementation, and none of that, I tell you, made a difference until I met the Shaklee Corporation, which is the number one natural nutrition company in the United States, and I have no doubt that soon will be the number one in the world. But anyway, moving on. When we eat healthy, we enjoy a variety of foods. Now, we understand that there's an entirely different platform of foods that we are presented with today because they don't have the start point, the benefit of the start, and more years ago when our grounds were just nutrient filled, when farmers rotated on the base, on the, that 7-year basis that's recommended, our meats and poultry and even seafood, they were all handled differently. But still, we need to have a variety of foods. And I tell people, make sure that whatever you select is full of color. Plenty, plenty, plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, full of the whole rainbow of colors that we have in this wonderful fruit and vegetable selection. Certainly want to watch our sodium intake. We need to drink water, 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 water. We cannot drink enough water. This is for everybody now. We need to remain active. We can talk about some of the things that happen to us when we're not active and on another segment of Living Well. But the biggest thing is that for today, for this segment, is that remaining active helps to build and maintain our healthy bones, our muscles and joints. Not only does it promote flexibility and balance, it helps us to keep them. And then some people might say, well, how much activity should we have every day? That is something that you can determine with your physician or your healthcare provider. But my suggestion, and something that I don't always do myself, is that we should have a half hour most days, and then maybe 2 days of resistance training a week. So a half hour at every day that you can of moderate activity, which might include, it might even include gardening. It might include walking your stairs. Everybody, many people, I shouldn't say everybody, but many people have Fitbits and applications such as those. Maybe take a little break from work and walk around the block, or walk to another building. Just come up with all types of creative ways that we can stay busy. For me, I need to take a number of breaks from sitting at the computer. And I'm going to be very honest. I don't do it as much as I should. I know I should. And starting right now, when I finish this broadcast, I'm going to get up. And then maybe 45 minutes to an hour later, I hope I'm getting up again, because sitting is, they say that sitting is the new heart attack promoter. Now, I am going to have to wind down here, it looks like. I can't believe that I've already reached the limit of my podcast today, but it looks like I have. So in order to make this not so jagged, let me see. Maybe I should just end here today. So thank you so much for joining me, and we will pick this up next week. Take care.